You know, when I hear Jimmy Buffett and I'm thinking about going down to Isla Mirada or maybe all the way down to the end, there's one guy that I always think of down there, former head coach, Hall of Famer, former University of Miami coach. And here we are, ironically, on a 53-man cut-down day. Got to get down to 53 today at 4 o'clock. Jimmy Johnson joins us. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Joe, I'm doing great. I'm heading to Little Rock Touchdown Club to speak to their group. They've been asking me for years, and since that's where I went to school at University of Arkansas, I'll get to see a bunch of old teammates. I normally don't do this, but I figured I better get on the plane one last time.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's great. And, you know, I got a chance to talk to you a little bit about this. The new world of getting down to 53, I don't know if you heard Dan Campbell's comments, it's really 69 because so many guys get injured and trying to hold on to as many guys and trying to figure out which veterans to keep, what's the upside of all the young guys. Jimmy, used to do it. You didn't have so many people to help you make those decisions.
Yeah, you know, it's really a balancing act. You know, you've got to look at, you know, players that may not be 100% healthy or a player that gets injured. You got to have a who's going to be my backup long snapper. You know, I always started before I got into the offense and defense because, you know, some of them are, you know, slam dunks. You know who you're going to keep. I always started with special teams. I said, okay, you know, who are our special teams key guys that we absolutely have to have? You know, and so because if you're not careful, you'll overlook that phase of it. And so I started with special teams right off the bat, and I would have two or three key guys that we had to have. I mean, outside of the punter and the kickers. And then we'd go into the offense and defense. Okay, this guy, you know, we can count on him, you know, for, you know, every single week. You know, he doesn't get injured. You know, he's never in the training room. So, you know, that's a slam dunk. You know, so we looked at the injured type players and where we had to have some backups. And then we went from there. Of course, everybody's fighting for more players, you know. Everybody's saying, hey, I've got to have an extra guy. But it was a balancing act.
Were you one to like to make many trades before the cut down, the final cut down, if there was somebody else on a team, a guy said, hey, you can have this guy, but I want a draft pick. Would you do that from time to time?
Yeah, without question. Yeah, you know, like I said, you had to look at your quality backups because the key to having success in the NFL is you're going to have injuries.
Yep.
And so, you know, you've got to look at the bottom of your roster. You've got to look at those last five or six players that you know are going to be thrown into the lineups at some time of the year. And so I really concentrated on those. That position, you know, the last five or six bottom of the roster players, and then that's where I would make some trades, and that's where I try to pick up somebody. I might even pick up somebody off of waivers, you know, just to solidify that area at the bottom of the roster because, you know, those, like I said, those guys are going to have to play.
So you probably know more this next one than anybody. This thing with Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones, everybody else, by the way, McLaurin is now signed and they got Trey Hendrickson signed. So the last guy is Micah Parsons and he's a hell of a player. Do they get this worked out? You got a pretty good idea what Jerry's thinking. Does it get worked out before the opener?
I really think, you know, I think it will get worked out. I think they'll end up signing a contract. But I don't know Parsons personally. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know what his mindset is. The only thing that Jerry's looking at, hey, the guy's on the books. You know, he's under contract for about $20-something million. He's not going to walk away from $20 million or $25 million, whatever it is. And so we'll play out this contract, and then, hey, then I can franchise him a couple of times. So we've got him for 3 years. Now, you know, the agent and Parsons may say, wait, you know, I want $41 million. And so, you know, they're both trying to bluff each other. But I do not see the scenario where Parsons won't play.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't want to overlook this one coming up. Jimmy, and that is Notre Dame coming to town Sunday night, last game of the weekend. Two top-ranked teams. I know you had a chance to spend a little time with UM last time we talked. You're on your way. What do you think of what you saw from that team that Mario has?
They're a big physical football team. I know Mario, you know, he really likes his team. You know, Beck's throwing the ball extremely well. I'll be right there, holler right there with the rest of them because you know how big a fan I am. I'm looking forward to, you know, going to the ball game. You look at Notre Dame, obviously they've got tremendous talent. They've got a great running back. Yeah, but they've got a young quarterback, and so that could give us the edge. And the other thing is, you know, we've had a lot of success with Notre Dame, you know, playing here in Miami. And so hopefully with the experience at quarterback and with playing at home, you know, that's going to give us the edge for the ball game. But it's going to be a great game.
Jimmy, so the other day we were talking, and we were talking about your Notre Dame game where you guys got really screwed on a fumble down at the end, and that ended the game. And so the next thing I know, I'm watching TV, the friggin' documentary's on again. And some of your players can't even talk about it. They're so pissed off. They're getting interviewed, and they're at a point where it makes them to this day sick to their stomach. And they've got you fired up on the sideline. Jimmy, I always wonder, you've been involved in those big Notre Dame games. Where does this rank, a Miami-Notre Dame game compared to a Florida or Florida State game?
I think that may be right at the top, even though, you know, we lost. You know, had we had instant replay back then, we would have won another national championship, undefeated season. And Lou Holtz would have never had a national championship. Now, I don't want to take that away from Lou. You know,
it's okay. I'm not a big fan of Lou. Screwy Lou. Yeah.
I would have liked to have had another national championship. And instant replay would have given us that. But there was a Big Ten official that made the call. And I ran into Cleveland Gary here a couple of years ago. And he said, hey, coach, either my knee was down and we were at the one, or it was a touchdown, one of the two. It couldn't be anything other than that, you know. But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It makes for a lot of conversation.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a great team. And, you know, sometimes you see those documentaries and just how talented that team you had and those teams that you had were during that time of recruiting and getting it loaded back up and stuff is just amazing. So here we go again Sunday night, man. It's gonna be a blast. Hey, getting back to the teams you like this year, Jimmy, I'm just curious. NFL teams, Eagles still at the top for you going back?
Yeah, I think the Eagles, really Howie Roseman has done such a great job of bringing in talent. I really like them. I mean, you know, their entire roster, they're extremely talented. It's going to be a tough schedule. You know, Washington's coming on. You got a great quarterback. That division will be difficult. I think even the Giants, as bad as they've been for the last so many years, the Giants are going to be a little bit better. But the Rams are going to have an outstanding team. You just don't know about, you know, Stafford, how healthy he's going to be all year. Then, you know, of course, you've got Kansas City and Buffalo. And the other one, Denver now. Sean has done a great job with that Denver football team. So it's going to be interesting.
Boy, it's funny you said that. See, yeah, go ahead, Coach.
Hey, Joe, I got to throw one more in there, too, about Notre Dame. You know, people get on to me about running up the score, the biggest loss Notre Dame's ever had in their history. And we were playing back up the entire second half. They said you blocked a punt on us. I said, yeah, we blocked a punt on you with backups and only 10 guys on the field. So anyway, I had to throw that one in there.
You know, it is funny. The old days, you know, you used to get blamed. You were one of the originals, like, that friggin' Jimmy Johnson's got that good team. He's running it up. And, you know, people down here used to go, what is he not supposed to play those young, really good kids when they come in and tell them, just take a knee? Of course they're going to play hard. That was kind of the thing, right? It was just the team was loaded.
Oh, yeah. I got into it. We were playing the Jets one time, and they were trying to score. Boomer Esiason, you know, was trying to throw the ball, and we sacked him three or four times at the end of the game, you know, beat him by three or four touchdowns. And so we're going off the field. The head coach comes up to me and says, "Cam, what the hell? You're trying to kill my quarterback." I said, "Well, he was trying to throw the ball, trying to score. If you didn't want to get him hit, tell him to take a knee." You know, if you're going to try to score, I'm going to try to stop you.
Yeah. By the way, Jimmy, nobody talks about somebody beating somebody 51-3 now. It's like, oh, you have to do it if you want to stay ranked at the top, right? It's a different deal now.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm going to have to bring up that University of Miami, Arkansas score when I talked to the Arkansas Razorbacks today. We had a pretty good game against them up in there in Little Rock one time, too.
Well, listen, Coach, I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks, and well, I'll tell you what, I'm hoping for a nice win for University of Miami against Notre Dame Sunday night, so thank you.
Hey, we got to bring them through. We got to make sure that crowd is just going wild. You know, let's help that football team out because we got to start off with a win.
Boy, no question about it. Coach, thank you so much, man. Have a great one.
All right, Joe. Good talking with you.
Always. Thank you. Jimmy Johnson with us this morning, talking on his way to speak. I love he gets up in the morning, ready to go, has that little coffee in the morning. And listens to the big dumbass here in South Florida. I appreciate that, listening to me, Coach, and being part of our show as always.